Hi everyone, we are continuing through our Lent devotions and Bible verses, and today the verse that we'll be studying and memorizing is Romans 12, verse 1. So let me read that for us. Romans 12, 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Let me read that again. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So I'm going to go through this verse piece by piece. And I think there's a lot that, you know, God wants to say to us through this. So it starts with, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers. Right? Now, sisters are implied this as well. So it's really for everyone. And this is an exhortation. Right? This is from the Apostle Paul, and it's an exhortation appealing to live in a certain way, to be intentional to live in a way that he's about to talk about. And the next thing he says, this prepositional phrase, is by the mercies of God. Right? I appeal to you by the mercies of God. What are the mercies of God? It's the good news of Jesus. Right? Jesus who came to earth, who lived a perfect life, who died on a cross for our sins, so that our sins could be forgiven, and he rose from the dead so that we could have life. It's a gift, the mercy and grace we receive from God. And so Paul's saying, I'm appealing to you, remembering the gospel, remembering all that Jesus has done for you, knowing this good news, I appeal to you then, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Bring your bodies before God as a sacrifice. Now, typically, maybe when we think of presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, we think of like lifting our hands in worship and like coming to God saying, my whole life belongs to you. And that's good. That's part of it. But the picture that Paul is presenting here isn't that. The picture is likely more of like ritual sacrifice. And the way ritual sacrifice happened was they would take animals and they would kill them. And they would set them on fire, right? That's like a burnt offering. Like that's kind of what the offering would be. It's bloody, messy, and on fire. But here then he says, present your bodies, you yourself, bring yourself as a living sacrifice. And so there is an implication of maybe this is hard, right? It's a sacrifice. There's pain even in it maybe. And he says, I think very intentionally, our bodies here. He's not talking about just like our metaphysical bodies or our spirit. It's just in our minds we're sacrificing. He's saying our whole lives, every decision we make, what we eat, how we treat other people, holistically, everything that happens in our body, spiritually, physically, emotionally, everything, present it to God as a sacrifice. Give it to him. And then he says that sacrifice, it should be holy and acceptable to God. Holy and acceptable, it points back to the Old Testament ritual sacrifice thing, because when they sacrificed animals, one of the rules was, the laws given out by God is that it'd be bring like a cow or like a sheep without blemish. Right? It would be perfect. You don't give a deformed one. You don't like, you're perfect. What he's implying here is that our lives, our bodies, as we present them as a living sacrifice, we should be holy, without blemish, acceptable. It goes back to how we're living. It's living in light of who God is. We're striving to be holy, living purely and holy for God. And then this verse closes out, says, which is your spiritual worship? I always think of how the NIV says it. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is how we worship them. You know, singing songs in worship, that's usually what we think of, maybe, when we think of worship. And that's super important, right? We should never lose sight of how important that is, that, you know, when we come before God and singing songs and lifting praises to him, that is very, very important. But this worship is even deeper, because this worship is everything. Right? It's giving God everything. That's what our worship is. It's not just proclaiming or saying that we follow Jesus. It's not like identifying ourselves as Christians. It's instead all of who we are brought before God. Holy, perfect, acceptable. Our lives thrown into the fire, in a sense, saying our lives are about you, God. It's about you, Jesus. We give everything to you because you're worthy. You worship what is worthy to be worshiped. And this verse is saying, as we understand how great God is, his mercy, his goodness, his love, let's give him everything we have. So let me read that for our guests one more time, for us again one more time. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you are worthy. We thank you for your mercy shown to us on the cross, the love that you have shown us, the victory you offer us, the life that you have for us. And I pray that as we live in view of that, in view of your mercy and your grace, I pray that we will present all of ourselves to you. Holy, acceptable, perfect. We will sacrifice everything because you are worthy and you are good. You are worthy of all of our praise and worship. I pray that goes beyond just our lips, what we sing, but maybe all of our lives. Bless us, God. Accept us. Do a great work in our hearts as well. In your name we pray.